Anyway, new department, perhaps?
Yeah, let's switch over to a different department.
We got geography.
Geography, which one's that?
That's the, I think, Iraq?
Well, that's sort of tagging on to...
All right.
No.
Or mathematics, which is the straight lines.
Let's start geography. Because this is sort of a historic moment.
Okay.
And the Irregular Search for Truth should acknowledge these moments, even if we only do them or publish them a month after. And that is that today, President Barack Obama announced that the war in Iraq is ending.
Barack Hussein Obama. Right.
Closet Muslim.
Right.
Not born in the United States.
Closet communist.
Yeah, definitely communist material. So the war in Iraq is ending. They're bringing all the troops back by the end of this year, which is this year?
Okay, yeah.
I think so.
I forgot that today is October 22nd?
Yes.
Yeah.
October 22nd, 2011. No, 21st.
My watch is all messed up. All right, cool. That's a big deal, I guess, because that gives them 2.5 months.
To bring everybody back. Now, they're already down to, like, 30,000 or something.
Oh, is it that low? Okay, cool.
But they're going to leave 150 or so there.
But I read that was just, like, to supplement the embassy, right?
Well, and also, yeah, and they said also to manage weapons sales.
Right, yeah, I think I read that. I don't really care for that either.
Now, here's some facts that I found. They're rough facts. But the war in Iraq has cost over $700 billion.
Yeah.
Over 4,400 U.S. military casualties, or lives. I guess if you're injured, you're a casualty.
Okay.
But if you're killed, you're also a casualty, but you're
worse than that. It's a Venn diagram, kind of.
Yeah, it's a Venn diagram. So 4,400 U.S. military personnel dead, and over 100,000 civilian deaths. That's including...
Contractors
and Americans and.
But that's more probably like 100,000 civilians.
Oh, no. That's mostly Iraqi civilians.
I was gonna say, is it only 100,000?
Oh well, their estimates vary widely, but the lowest estimate was right around 100,000. So we're at least 100,000 people died. The war started in 2003. So that puts it at, what, about 8 years, almost?
Yeah.
That's a long war.
Yeah, and I guess I would put quotes around that war, because I don't think much of it was a war, right? I mean, they toppled, mission accomplished happened.
Oh, yeah, I forgot
you know,
about
and then
that.
It was just basically like nation building for about 8 years, or seven, maybe we'll call it six even, right?
Yeah.
Fighting insurgents and stuff like that, that's not a war, right? I mean,
right.
It's obviously life and death, you mm-hmm. know, and shooting and scariness and all, and horrible, but... You know, you're just basically trying to... What are you trying to do? What were they trying to do?
I don't know.
I mean, I think they want... What it was trying to make them feel better about themselves.
Well, I mean, you go back to the original reasons for entry.
Well, of course. Yeah, I mean...
And they said it was... There were...
Weapons of mass destruction.
Weapons of mass destruction. Contacts to... Or connections with Al-Qaeda.
Right.
And Saddam Hussein was a bad guy. It turned out that only one of those was true, and that was that Saddam Hussein was a bad guy.
Right, and even then, but he was at least had a stable country.
So I don't know about that. Like he was, I mean, he was a really bad guy. If you read about like the stuff he did over the course of his regime, he was a very, very bad.
But all those guys are bad guys.
What do you mean? You might want to clarify that because we might get some hate mail.
I'm just saying, like I mean, as we've seen with this quote Arab Spring and going on to the fall. They're all bad guys.
All the dictators?
Yeah. Right. I mean, okay. I mean, if you're going to... Where does it stop? You know, are we going to... So we took down Iraq. I guess we should go into Libya now. I mean, luckily, I was taken care of for us. You know, but I guess we should go into Syria now, and then we should go into Iran next, and then we should go into Saudi Arabia, and then we should go to Yemen, and then we
are
should
Are you advocating go... military action in these
I'm just
places?
Saying by that logic.
Oh, okay. By the logic that took us into Iraq?
Yeah.
Okay.
Namely, the he's a bad guy logic.
Okay. All right. Well, then, I guess to balance out the he's a bad guy thing, there's sort of the real politic issues of oil. And,
well, that's, yeah, you know, and that's just embarrassing, right?
Well, it's embarrassing, but it's like that's what you're really dealing with. And which, if you bring it back, the whole representative democracy thing that we have here, there's these connections that I think would be interesting to see drawn between the demands of constituents of a representative when things get out of hand, like oil prices and, you know, things getting shipped around, and like the things that actually affect you from what happened across the world are things like gas prices and the arrival of goods, the cost of goods and that sort of thing. And where that kind of ugly side of politics and war get involved is, well, somebody decided that it's a lot better. Excuses are that, you know, there was weapons of mass destruction, Al-Qaeda, and Saddam Hussein's this evil man. But also, it's like, well, there are a bunch of other countries that have those same things, or you could exactly. construe those, exactly. but we didn't go and invade them.
Exactly. Yeah, and that's my point, right? It's like, let's not kid ourselves that any of those were legitimate reasons to go in and take over another country. Bad guy or not. You know, it's still not even clear to me what they were thinking. It's still not even clear because, I don't know. Just the other day we were talking about this at lunch at my work. I think there's a video, and even like Dick Cheney himself like wrote, a treatise on it, whatever. Like back in like 1990, whatever it was, three during the first time around, he's like, and I saw this on video. I saw him talking about this like on C-SPAN. He's like, there's no way we would go into Iraq and take over. It doesn't make any sense because the amount of nation building that would have to go on, the amount of like infrastructure that we would have to provide, it's just crazy. Mm. It's like, well, who are you, and why did where did you go? You know, like you're the guy who did this. You know, it doesn't make it. I guess I'm still angry about it. It just doesn't make any sense. And like to use any of these bogus terms like or like justifications for going in there, I mean, just forget it. Just say it was a mistake, and it's over. Mm-hmm. You know, and I mean, to me, like, I mean, sure, I support the troops and all this stuff, but 4,400 casualties is the least of my concerns, up against a number which is two orders of magnitude bigger, 100,000 civilian casualties. Those are like basically innocent Iraqis who just are dead now. And like, I mean, each one of those people had families. And I mean, you got to imagine like two or three people per family who have just lost somebody. Mm-hmm. You know, and I mean, like, for what? I don't know. I guess I'm just angry. I'm glad that it's over. I really, actually, I'm just interested to see what's going to happen. Is that country going to fall apart again? Mm-hmm. You know, after all that effort, after all that, it's funny people are using this word treasure now. After all that, we've lost all this treasure. We spent all our treasure on it.
Really? I've not heard
that. Yeah, they've been talking about, like, basically, like, you know, blood, oil, and treasure is what we've spent on this war.
Blood, oil, and treasure.
I mean, our blood, you know, that basically, like, this economy is, like, I don't know if you could blame it exclusively on this war, but, I mean, I think...
There was a lot of domestic stuff going on in our economy that was...
Yeah, but the war is, I mean, are a big part of it, I guess you could say.
Well, the war is a big part of why the government is going into debt, but, I mean, like, the things like our housing markets and just, like...
Sure.
Everything in our economy was overinflated. Like the war was a part of it, definitely.
Well, yeah. So anyway, a significant part. No. You know, I mean, like more than 1% or 10%.
$700 billion over the course of
plus interest.
Yeah, 7 or 8 years.
You know, and then I mean, you just have to hope that it doesn't fall apart the minute they walk away. Like you know, January 1st or even February 15th or whatever day it is. You know, hopefully these elements will start creeping back in. You know, I mean, Al Qaeda wasn't in Iraq when we went in,
right,
and now they are. Is that I should stop talking about it. It's a new topic. I'm just
Ooh, volume 3 is off to a rough start, I gotta say.
Oh my god. Ooh. I'm so